6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Act 2. In search of a fresh start, Mika and David arrived in Oak Creek Village, a charming, sleepy California town with a bloody history. Despite Mika's misgivings about their new landlord, Johannes Latemalt, David convinced her that renting a bungalow home from him would be the answer to their problems. But their arrival got off to a frightening start after their cat Max turned up in the creek, nearly drowned and covered in blood-sucking leeches. The couple befriended oddball neighbors, Mrs. White and her brother, Dr. Daniels. In an unbelievable revelation, Mrs. White alleged that Johannes was a whopping 115 years old. Things took a nasty turn at Johannes' birthday dinner, where Mika and David met Johannes' freaky family and witnessed disturbing details about his home life. The evening left Mika seriously spooked and David indisposed. One thing is certain, the Latemalts are bad news and not to be underestimated. Interior, kitchen, day.
He was like the Jolly Green Giant.
The freaking Addams Family.
I can laugh now, but I was terrified.
And that table of corpses. What was up with that?
Who knows? I'm just glad you're okay now.
The last thing I remember was looking for the bathroom.
Fred said you had a stomach problem.
I did?
David squints, tries to remember.
I don't recall.
Wait, seriously?
I gotta jump on a call with Brandon. We're talking to more investors. High rollers. Could be lucrative, Mika. We're gonna make everything back and more.
David chugs his coffee, kisses Mika. She's pleasantly surprised by his good mood. He walks away, a light buoyancy in his stride. Interior, bathroom, day. David, disheveled, unshaven, sits on the toilet staring at his phone. He reads an article with the headline, Brocoin in Jeopardy. Technical challenges derail crypto startup.
Shit!
Super. Day 180. David flushes the toilet and washes his hands at the sink. His phone buzzes. It's Brandon. He picks up.
Yo, you've got to chill.
The chill ship has sailed. This is amateur hour stuff. We're going to spook the investors.
The blockchain tech ran into some issues. Our guys tell me the transaction times are back up.
You're sure?
The sink is stopped up. David removes the drain stopper.
Duh! That article is from a BS blog no one cares about.
David reaches into the drain, pulls out a soggy clump of hair. He makes a face.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. The drain is clogged. Again. I need you to understand. I put my entire savings into this. Mika doesn't know. So this is it. This has to work.
And it will. Trust me.
Famous last words. I'll see you in a couple hours.
David hangs up the phone and steps outside the bathroom.
Mika, do we have any more Drano?
We're out. Want me to go get some?
Forget it. I'm gonna shower.
David closes the door, turns on the shower faucet, and undresses. He steps into the shower. He lathers up, washes his body and face. His eyes closed. He can't see a black, red, gooey blob slowly squeezing through a showerhead hole. It looks like a blood clot. David remains oblivious, washes his hair as the blob makes its way out with the water, plops onto David's head. He rubs it as he shampoos, still not noticing. The blob slides down David's back, buttocks, and legs. It drops to the shower floor, right under David's feet. Squish! David slips and falls. The back of his head slams on the tile wall. Dazed, he touches the back of his head. Blood. The blood flows away from him into the drain. Finally, David notices the blob. It notices him, too.
What the?
The blob soaks in David's blood, drinking. David watches, horrified, his hand over his mouth. The blob has its fill, then slides down the drain with the water. Interior, kitchen, day. Agitated with a bandage around his head, David paces the kitchen. Johannes' voice is on his cell speakerphone.
A leech in the shower.
Or something leech-like.
I'll stop by tomorrow.
Okay, but we're having guests over tonight. It could be dangerous.
My invitation must have gotten lost in the mail. Along with the rent.
Let us pay online and you'd have your money right now.
Always about you. And what's convenient for you.
That's not fair.
Fair? Fair? Is it fair that you only call me when you need something? When you have complaints? Or want something fixed?
You're the landlord. What else would we call about?
Johannes goes silent for a beat. Dial tone. Interior, living room, night. Post-dinner, David and Mika play a half-ass game of Monopoly with their guests, Brandon and his on-again, off-again girlfriend, Ava Yoshi, 25. She's way too good for him.
That's the last time you get to be the banker.
What do you mean?
I saw you swipe a 50.
Don't be a narc. Cheating's the point.
Mika stands up with her empty wine glass.
Anyone want more wine?
Yes, please.
If by wine you mean tequila, yes.
Mika rolls her eyes, heads to the kitchen.
This place is so cute. Cozy.
Thanks, Ava. We really like it.
Yeah, it's not as bad as I pictured. I'll say that.
20 minutes to the beach, 45 to LA. I'm gonna move here.
No crackheads or bums in sight. You're living the dream.
Mika returns with a new bottle of red wine.
Living the dream?
We were just saying how great Oak Creek is.
Mika hesitates a beat too long. Brandon catches the look she shoots David.
Hey, I saw that.
What?
Something's amiss in paradise. What is it?
Nothing.
Our landlord.
What about your landlord?
He's a
quirky.
Psycho?
Which is it?
He's a freak. Not in a quirky way either.
The guy's a little intense.
Don't downplay it. He watched us.
Watched you what?
David didn't tell you?
Interior, kitchen, day, flashback. Mika and David make out in the kitchen. Passionate, heavy petting.
It was last week. He showed up unannounced late afternoon.
Johanna stands outside, stares into the kitchen window with desirous, intense eyes. Mika's lids flutter open, making eye contact with Johannes. Horror spreads across her face.
Oh my God!
Mika scrambles to close her unbuttoned blouse. David turns around to see Johannes still standing outside, grinning. Interior, living room, night. Back to present. Mika is disgusted as she recounts the story.
And then he just got into his truck like nothing happened.
So he's some kind of stalker.
Sounds like he enjoys a free show.
Ava elbows Brandon in the ribs.
He just shows up whenever he wants, but refuses to do any of the repairs. Like today, he straight up told us he wasn't gonna fix the drain.
He's old school.
David, there's leeches in the drain. They drank your blood.
Ew. Glad we opted for the hotel.
Why are you still living here?
Another 6 months on the lease.
Break it. It's not worth it.
That's exactly what I said. Especially since the surrogate lives so far.
Mika looks to David. Oops. She just spilled the beans.
You guys are having a baby?
Mika nods. Joy spreads across Ava's face. She squeals, jumps up and tackles Mika with a hug.
Out of wedlock? But what will the neighbors say?
Johannes is certainly excited. Anytime a baby is mentioned, he makes this little whimpering, moaning sound as if he's hungry.
For a moment, the room goes silent. Then doorbell ding-dongs. Jumpy, the group goes tense. They look at each other. Another ding-dong. Mika stands up.
Guys, it's a doorbell.
Mika goes to the front door. Front door. She looks into the peephole. Johannes' massive, unmistakable body stands on the porch. He holds up a toolbox, smiles wide. Interior, living room, later. The group sits, perturbed, as Johannes bangs and clangs in the bathroom.
Why didn't you tell us Hagrid was your landlord?
He slaps his knee in amusement. Ava rolls her eyes.
He can't keep doing this.
I'll talk to him tomorrow.
Johannes enters the living room, toolbox in hand.
All better.
What about the bugs?
Didn't see any.
Thanks for coming by.
At 10 p.m.
This generation, you can't wipe your own asses.
Johannes smiles, orange-yellow teeth gleaming. He notices the abandoned game of Monopoly on the coffee table.
Monopoly.
Thanks again. I'll walk you out.
I'd love to join.
Sorry, bro. We're not playing anymore.
Johannes' smile drops. He stares at Brandon, intimidating.
Worried an old man might beat you.
Interior, living room, later. Johannes rolls the Monopoly dice. He's totally engrossed by the game. The others sit around, bored and tired. He moves his piece 8 spaces, lands on boardwalk. He claps like a thrilled, animated child.
Boardwalk! And doubles! That means I roll again.
Johannes shoves Monopoly money at Brandon.
Whoopsie.
Johannes, we're super tired and our friends need to be going.
She looks to the other three for support.
Yeah, it's about that time.
No! We're just getting started.
Can I grab you a water for the road?
Johannes ignores them, counts his leftover money.
I hope you're still not upset about the other day. It's nice to see a young couple in love. But I have to ask, what's the point?
What do you mean?
You can't have children. So what's the point of intercourse?
What kind of a question is that?
It's a simple question.
Mika balls her fists, enraged.
Who do you think you are? There's more than one way to have kids.
Bah! Technological freak show.
Johannes waves her away, rolls the dice again. He moves his piece to a property with a red hotel. Brandon smirks, smug.
That'll be $340.
Johannes counts his money. His face falls. It's not enough.
Oh, looks like you're gonna need to mortgage property. Or you give me boardwalk and call it even.
That's my property.
Not anymore, dude.
Brandon takes the boardwalk card. Johannes snatches it back.
It's my property!
It's just a game.
Your existence is a game, you simple little bitch.
Hey, get out of her face.
Mika looks to David, who stares blankly at the scene.
Are you gonna do something?
Like what?
Frustrated, she steps in between Johannes and Brandon.
Johannes, you need to leave now. You're not welcome here.
Not welcome? On my own property?
We've got rights, and I say go.
Johannes looks around at the 4 pair of eyes staring at him. He heads to the front door, throws Brandon a dirty look. Interior, Johannes' truck, night. Johannes sits on his truck, rather. Johannes sits, sorry.
It's on
it. Yeah, he sits upon it at the very top of the truck, seething. Johannes sits in his truck, seething. He glares at the bungalow, his eyes bulging from their sockets as his whole body trembles. He's sweaty, too. Sweat pours down his face, his clothes soaking wet. He clenches his jaw and grinds his teeth hard in a circular motion. It sounds like sandpaper.
It's my property.
Finally, he starts the car and drives away. Interior, the bungalow, night. Brandon and Ava put on their coats and gather their things. David hovers, disappointed.
I thought we were going to talk Brocoin.
Come by the hotel in the morning.
Brandon pats David's shoulder. He waves to Mika, who stands at the end of the hall, arms crossed. Ava gives Mika a big hug.
Malibu tomorrow, right?
Mika nods with a strained smile. Interior, exterior, car moving. Canaan Doom Road, night. Brandon drives on the windy, dark road. Ava seems distressed.
Sorry, windy.
Oh, thank you. Could be windy, though, right?
Windy road.
Brandy.
Jeez, she's a fine girl.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Brandon drives on the windy, dark road. Ava seems distressed.
Can you believe David just sat there? I feel so bad for Mika.
Yeah, well, she's the reason they moved in the first place.
Not like she asked to be attacked.
Just saying. He jumps to hoops for that chick. Doesn't have the alpha mentality.
Alpha? Seriously.
I love him, but he's a simp.
And you talk like a 15-year-old playing Call of Duty. Hope you know that's why I don't marry you.
They drive by Johannes' empty truck on the side of the road.
You're hardwired to seek a provider. That's why you stick around, waiting to see what happens with Brocoin.
One more word and I'm jumping out.
Tuck and roll, baby. Come on, you know I'm just messing with you.
I wonder sometimes.
Ava looks at him, angry but not in the mood to be. Brandon leans over to try and kiss her, but she pushes him away.
Asshole.
She looks back at the road and...
Brandon, watch out!
Up ahead, a massive, shapeless figure stands in the road. Brandon slams the brakes, comes to a screeching halt. Bulky but remarkably spry and agile, the figure runs across the road and disappears into the bushes.
What the hell was that?
Should I go look?
It's not like you hit him.
Yeah.
Brandon steps on the gas. The car doesn't move. A moist slushing is heard under the spinning tires.
It's not going.
See what it is.
Me? What happened to the equality of the sexes?
Fine, jerk.
But wait, Ava.
It's too late. Ava's already outside the car. Exterior, Canaan Doom Road, continuous. Ava crouches, takes a closer look at the tires. She turns on her phone's flashlight. Illuminates the ground under the vehicle. A dark, oily, mucus-like fluid.
There's some kind of liquid.
Brandon rolls down the window, sticks his head out.
What?
I think it's oil.
Brandon grows increasingly perturbed.
What does that even mean?
Get your lazy ass out and look.
I forgot my glasses. You know how blind I am without them.
I'll take a picture.
Ava takes a flash photo, looks at the image. What she sees shocks her.
We have to go. Now.
Ava looks up. Brandon is gone.
Brandon? Brandon!
The light shakes in her hand as she holds it up. She's terrified. She hears the sound of greedy sucking and slurping nearby.
Brandon?
Ava opens the car door slow. Inside, nothing. No one. The eating noises continue, louder. It's coming from behind the car. Ava follows the sound, unable to control her trembling hand. As she approaches, the light reveals a dark, slimy leech creature. Swollen, engorged, and pulsating, it sits on top of Brandon's immobile body, drinking him. Rows of sharp, serrated teeth visible as it greedily consumes Brandon's blood. Brandon's eyes are rolled back in his head. Ava's speechless. The creature doesn't seem to take notice of her as it undulates and writhes. Ava backs away cautiously, scared to even breathe. She waits until she's out of sight, then bolts down the dark road.
Six months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's FORHERS.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.